And now to the current run for the White House and our series of conversations with campaign spouses. Today we hear from Barbara Richardson, the wife of Democratic candidate Bill Richardson. Many of the current campaign spouses have a very high profile. Barbara Richardson prefers a low-key role. She says providing support from the sidelines has been her preference, as her husband served as a congressman, as energy secretary, as U.N. ambassador, and as governor of New Mexico. I asked her about her biggest challenge in their long political life.
I think as a private person, when he decided to run for Congress, it was difficult. He lost his first race in 1980 for Congress, and that was really difficult for me because it was a total change in our lives in terms of campaigning and going out there. We didn't have a lot of money, so I was the chief cook and bottle washer in the office and envelope stuffer while he went out and campaigned. And that was really a tough knock for me when we lost. But I think in perspective, you know, you learn from every experience and you move on. And I always think that's important to remember when you're in the midst of a difficult situation, is that things really do work themselves out. You know, for example, in this congressional race he lost, New Mexico in the subsequent election in 1982 received a third congressional seat, and it was a seat that was the area that in which we lived in northern New Mexico. And I couldn't have predicted that, standing up on their platform conceding on election night in 1980.
You know, we've seen a very distinctive group of spouses on the campaign trail this year. Some of them are very outspoken. Some even managed to, in some cases, upstage their husbands or their wife. How do you see your role in your husband's campaign?
I see my role as not only supporting him, but introducing him to people in a personal way as I see him, to give people a perspective that they may not get from him. And I do talk a lot about the hostage rescue missions that he's undertaken, because I don't think he talks a lot about that, and I think it's something that makes him unique as a candidate. He has a facility for bridging the gap, and that gap could be the halls of Congress, or it could be reaching out to a dictator of an isolated regime. But in either case, I think that's important for people to recognize in terms of dealing with issues today.
These early races are very important in terms of momentum and placement, and will help determine and in the presidential field in part by narrowing the field. At what point do you have to sit down and have some really difficult discussions and decisions with your husband and the campaign staff? I mean, at what point, if you don't have enough money, if you don't punch through in the polls, do you have to start having a reality check?
Well, Iowa's key. It's really the linchpin of my husband's campaign strategy. He's got to do well there.
What does do well mean?
I think he's got to move up to within the top three. So I really don't discount Bill Richardson. Believe me, in 25 years of public life, I've learned not to count him out. He works very hard. He has enormous energy, and he has a lot of determination. So, again, I don't think this race is a foregone conclusion by any means.
Barbara Richardson, thanks for talking to us.
Okay, Michelle, it's my pleasure.
That was Barbara Richardson. She's the wife of Democratic presidential hopeful Bill Richardson.